It's 1 p.m. local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. The celebrated British artist David Hockney dies, aged 88. A vaccine for meningitis B is to be offered to 1 million young people. Gareth Southgate, the former English football manager, has made a BBC documentary for young men, generating discussion about mentoring purpose and opportunity for younger generations. A new British radio station has been launched called Rock and Goal, bringing together music and football. A dramatic photo of ibis birds being guided to their winter homes wins an award. Student Gunnar Hartman wins Nature's 2026 Scientist at Work photography competition for a shot of migrating northern bald ibis in Spain. Major music festivals begin across Britain. The summer festival season has started with events including the Download Festival, drawing tens of thousands of visitors to Donington. And with the Royals, William still partakes in his hobby of biking, despite Kate's objections. And there's a picture of him here sitting on a motorcycle. Queen Camilla donates a bookshelf to a homelessness charity, which touts the benefits of reading while you're recuperating from an illness. Meanwhile, Harry and Meghan release new family photos, and a deeply personal letter from Princess Diana to Terence Stamp confides her youth about Prozac. It goes up for sale. Prince William says he will stop future royals from cashing in on property like Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. And the wedding photos are out of Peter Phillips and Harriet Sparling. They've released their stunning official royal wedding pictures. The weather, showery, fairly cold and sunny in certain moments. I'm Joseph McTaggart. Enjoy your day.